Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Mysterious Logo Show. You're listening to Kev, and I'm back again today with another very exciting episode. Today we're going to talk about meditation and resistance. But before I begin, I just want to take a minute to say thank you, a big thank you actually, to the people that have already taken the time to reach out to me and just kind of share their appreciation and their gratitude with me and for this podcast. It really does mean a lot. I created this podcast to kind of to help you all to remember who you really are, to remember who we really are as human beings and as deliberate creators, creating in any moment from our point of attraction or emotional feeling place, if you like. I wanted to gift to you all what the universe gifted to me all of those years ago. There's a point in my life where I was a broken man on my knees, raging, crying, asking the universe for some help. And I received that help in knowledge that is probably beyond me, probably beyond our time, from a wonderful, mysterious place. The universe shared knowledge with me that I really believe has the potential and capacity to shift the world into a better focal point. After this podcast, when this podcast has its final show, like God forbid, whenever that will be, you will have all of the information that you need to live happily ever after. You'll have the knowledge that you can create anything that you want to just through feeling good and feeling upwards of feeling good. There are people that will listen in, and as profound as this knowledge is, some people will find themselves on such a low vibrational frequency that it just won't resonate with them. And it's not their fault. They've been living life how they believe life should be lived. One thing after another, they've been manifesting negative experience after another, and life has just kind of drummed them down into this person who is just kind of angry at everything. And I was there once, so I really understand it, but this knowledge just won't resonate with them. They just won't understand it, or if you like, they just won't be ready for it yet. They're just simply not ready to understand it yet. And as they live life and they allow their vibration to raise, maybe they could stumble upon this knowledge and it'll be the right time for them. But getting back to meditation, so that's a big shout out to everyone who's taken the time to say thanks. I really appreciate it. I love receiving little messages, even sometimes if someone doesn't really understand and they're just reaching out to kind of gain a bit of clarity. I like that as well, because we're helping each other to receive clarity. But getting back to it, benefits of meditation, right? So why is meditation so dope? Well, for me, meditation is a very unique way of slowing your momentum down and your train of thought. So in the previous shows, we spoke about how sometimes your trains of thought are bogus and actually work against you and create more resistance than helping you to live a successful life or become the greatest version of yourself. So through meditation, as you slow your breathing down, as you slow your moments down, you slow your momentum down. So you also slow down all of those negative experiences that you have been attracting up until now. As you relax into a meditative state of being, you allow your mind, your body, and your spirit or soul or source energy, if you want to call it that, you allow your mind, body, and spirit to connect to that stream of well-being. So there's a stream of well-being that's flowing to all of us in any moment. And depending on your awareness, some people are aware of this and some people just aren't aware of this. And the reason people do atrocities in life, or the reason people become negative or do things that you would frown upon, or like people who steal to buy drugs and things like that, they're just so distanced away from this stream of well-being that as a result they commit crimes and do things like that. They're not horrible people, they've distanced so far away from that stream of well-being that they're going to do things like that. Meditation is like conscious sleep, and just like through sleep, you allow your body to regenerate. So when you slumber at night, your momentum subsides and everything that you've been attracting, creating, it has like a respite. So whilst you're sleeping, you stop all of that momentum. So it's actually an interim in time when your body can align with those energies from the universe and that stream of well-being and regenerate. That's why sleep is really good for you. I saw something yesterday. It was a passing thing on social media, and it was a guy. It said longest time stayed awake by a guy. And there's this picture of this man who looked like he'd been dragged through hell, and he's got all of this like medical apparatus sticking off his head. He's got like all these leads and wires coming out of his head whilst these doctors study him as he stayed awake for, I believe it was 11 days, right? So he's been awake for over 200 hours, and I was thinking to myself, what could you pay me? what scientific breakthrough are you telling me I'm going to be a part of for me to allow you to keep me awake for 11 days? What are they doing to this man to keep him awake? Do they have cattle prods? Are they using ice water? Are they putting lions in the room next to him, like to roar every time he starts to doze off? I went to Valencia a few years ago with one of my best friends, David, and I think I spoke about it in one of the other podcast episodes about how I stayed awake till 6 a.m., panicking, worrying, thinking about leaving the airport because of my fear of flying at the time, which I no longer have now. And I'd done an 8 till 6 shift at work that day. And I'd gone home, I rushed around, got all my last bits ready, and we went straight to the airport. And we got there early. We ended up staying awake 8 hours in the airport. So from this point, I was awake at 6 o'clock that day, and the next day at 6 o'clock we were boarding a flight. So that was 24 hours awake. So the flight to Spain is, I think it's 2 hours, so that's 26 hours awake. And when we arrived, we had to get the train to Valencia, I think we got the train to somewhere and then got someone picked us up and drove us the rest of the way. So say that's another 2 hours, right? So that's 28 hours if my maths serves me correctly, right? So then we arrived at this beautiful little place. Actually, I think we went to Pego. Yeah, we went to Pego. So I think we got the train to Valencia, and then we got picked up from Valencia and went to Pego. So say it's 30 hours awake. And then we got to Pego, we had to have dinner because the family was so excited to see Dave. I just want to quickly throw in, when we arrived and his family picked us up from the car park, this is the first time I went to Spain, and I've never seen so much love shown between a family. David's family got out of the car, and they were all so excited to see him. His mum screamed and ran to him. She hugged him. His father hugged the mum while she was hugging him. His brother hugged his father while he was hugging the mum, while she was hugging David. And then his other brother got in the hug as well. It was like a group hug. It was so beautiful to witness. They really did miss David. And then they saw me and they all just opened their arms, and it just became this big hug fest. And I was so like, I'd never experienced this for my own family, you know? So when I experienced this and they brought me in for the hug, I... You know, when you're so stiff, it's like, oh, okay, like, we're doing this, we're going to do this then. And I just kind of, I started enjoying it, and it was a really beautiful thing. And it was just, I just wanted to throw that out there because I hadn't witnessed that here in England. I don't know, maybe it happens, or maybe just we're just angry people. But getting back to it, by the time we arrived at Pego, gone for dinner, had the night out, I think I was awake for ridiculous hours, right? So I remember dozing off, but trying to keep myself awake, and then dozing off and trying to keep myself awake. That feeling there is probably the worst feeling place I've ever allowed myself to arrive in, right? Falling to sleep, nodding off, and then making sure you stay awake because there's some reason that you have to stay awake for. That is the worst feeling, like, honestly. So when I saw this guy, that the scientists had been keeping awake for 11 days. It's barbaric. Like, I don't know how much money. I think it's just, it's money orientated. That guy has to only be doing that for a lot of money. And imagine what people do for money, right? I'd just rather not have the money. I read something somewhere. This is another example of that bogus thought patterns, those bogus beliefs that we absorb without realizing. I lived a few years of my life believing something that I read in a magazine or I heard on the radio, and it said that if you stay awake for longer than 5 days, you could die because you're, for some reason, your body needs to sleep, right? And I understand that reason to be what I explained about regeneration, and whilst you sleep, you connect with that, those energies that help to regenerate your body. So it makes sense, right? So, but I thought if you stayed awake for longer than 5 days, you could die. So when I saw that this guy was awake for 11 days, I'm like, I don't know what they're feeding him. I don't know what they're doing, but it was just a little curious thing that I stumbled upon that I thought I'd share with you. But getting back to it, so meditation, the benefits of meditation, right? So whilst you slumber, your body regenerates because you allow those energies that create worlds to connect with you, and you allow that stream of well-being to fill you with all of that restoration, with all of those good feelings, and to bring you back up to speed and to help your body get through another day, another couple of days, and with positive energy running through you. The deeper the relaxing state of your meditation, the more shedding of resistance. Like, so resistance, if I've definitely touched upon resistance in the last few readings or the last few recordings. Resistance is that heavy feeling in your chest that it gets bigger as we experience more experiences throughout our day. So every time we have an interaction in our day or an experience, or we witness something happening in front of us, that leaves us with a vibrational resonance of that situation. So if you're at work and you really wanted a promotion, and you go into work and you find out that Dave actually got your promotion, you might find yourself experiencing a nervous disposition towards Dave. Or if you're at work and you had a phone call and it didn't really go right, and you didn't really sell what you was meant to sell, and you actually aggravated the customer and they complained. If your manager calls you into the office to give you constructive criticism, but you perceive it as a negative experience, you perceive it as someone just being moody, trying to take their problems out on you. You can find negative associations with that person developing within you. With each negative experience that you focus your attention on, you can feel more resistance building up within you. That's why sometimes when you feel really, really stressed, you can start to feel really, really ill. Because that resistance is not good for you. That resistance is actually what is created when you don't believe that you can have anything that you want to have. You know, if when you arrive at the state of being where you know that you can create anything, and you know that everything's on its way to you, and that you don't have to rush or effort for anything to come into your experience, you won't really have any resistance. You'll have a tiny, tiny fractional amount of resistance, because resistance is something that you're always going to experience in life. But through meditation and through the law of attraction, you can actually make sure that you have the minimal amount of resistance in your life. You can get rid of 99% of that resistance through meditation, because it's actually the resistance that actually, it kind of hurts you, and it creates illness and disease. The more resistance that you have within you through negative past experiences, the more it could work against creating wonderful things in your life in your future. Every experience that we encounter leaves us with a vibrational resonance. So if you don't make peace with your moments by reassuring yourself just how wonderful you are, and that person that's made you feel like this is just out of alignment, and that ultimately you allowed yourself to feel like this because you're the only one in control of your vibrational point of attraction. If you don't take the time to release resistance, then you might find that your vibration acclimates to the vibration of situations that you've experienced in your past. That's sometimes when you experience something unwanted, you can find yourself dwelling upon that situation for days, for weeks, for months, or even for years. So it's important that you practice meditation for the benefit of releasing resistance. You will feel so wonderful. You won't even, some of you might not even be aware that you have resistance, but you could be wondering why every time you go to work you have this heavy feeling in your chest. It's because you have bogus thoughts and beliefs and resistance that are going against what the larger part of you knows to be true. So meditation is a way to release that resistance. You need to get that negativity out of your life so that you can focus on just feeling good. You have the power to reassure yourself through any situation. If someone's being really horrible to you at work, you just have to be aware that they're out of alignment. They're not connected to that stream of well-being, and that this behavior doesn't happen. It doesn't come from people who are aligned with their mind, body, and soul and know how to be happy. So don't be upset by this person. In fact, if anything, you should be a little bit upset that they aren't aware of the law of attraction. So they could spend the rest of their life like this and not know any different, but you're stumbling upon knowledge that helps you to reassure yourself through any situation. You have the capacity in any situation to walk away from that situation and still maintain your wonderful feeling frequency, just by understanding the mechanics of the universe and the mechanics of life. Don't be upset by people who are outside of alignment. They're just unaware. That's all it is. So when you have an experience that leaves you upset, just reassure yourself, remind yourself about alignment, remind yourself that this person doesn't know any different, and get back to feeling good as soon as possible. That will help to release resistance, because your understanding, your perception is helping you to understand, and that resistance will subside and disappear and go somewhere else. So for those of you who are actually interested in learning how to meditate, it's really, really simple and can leave you feeling abundantly wonderful. For me, what I do to meditate, how I achieve a meditative state of mind, I close my eyes. Like, so I suggest you don't do this whilst crossing the road. So at home, somewhere alone, I'm not saying that you're all alone, find a place of a quiet place to rest and reside. So in your room, or if everyone's out, anywhere in the house, just close your eyes and sit in a comfortable position and focus on your breathing. I focus on my breathing to help, it gives me something to be focused on so that my mind doesn't get distracted. I find that the successful meditations that I've had have all stemmed from focus on my breathing, and also slipping in deep breaths whenever I feel the urge to do so. So a lot of guided meditations that you might listen to, they tell you to apply deep breathing or take deep breaths whilst meditating. The reason they do this is because when you take deep breaths, they help you to release larger amounts of resistance. And focusing on your breathing, sometimes trying to get those deep breaths in can actually keep you from that meditative state of being longer. So I suggest just taking those deep breaths whenever you feel the need to do so, by feeling just how wonderful those deep breaths leave you to feel. So focusing on your breathing helps you to not be distracted. When I got really good at meditation, I started to do it laying down, listening to a beautiful piece of piano music with some candles on, and even some incense if I'm feeling really frisky. I will just relax myself into a beautiful feeling place of ease. But do remember that when you try to do it laying down, you will most of the time fall into sleep, which is not a terrible thing, but you'll find that you're actually, most of the time you meditate, you actually end up sleeping. So that's why sitting up helps you to stay awake. Also remember to try and not fall asleep whilst you have candles lit. Also, don't be upset if you find yourself, if you find your meditation to, if you have thoughts that shoot across your mind whilst meditating, just smile and allow that thought to pass. whilst deliberately intending to feel good and to deliberately intend to rest into a deeper state of meditation. Those thoughts that shoot across your mind, when you allow them to pass, they won't last very long. Sometimes if you find that a thought shoots across your mind and you focus upon that thought, it will hold you out of that deeper state of meditation. So just smile and allow it to pass. So meditation has meditation has magnificent power, as it actually allows you to empty your mind of all of that chatter that you can find yourself experiencing. It also helps to slow your momentum down of unwanted things, and it helps you to be aware of that stream of well-being that is always flowing to you in life. Through meditation, you will find yourself merging with the energies that create worlds as you align your mind, body, and soul. You will experience feeling places that you never knew could exist. By applying meditation into your life, you actually allow your vibration to rise naturally, and there really are no limits to how good you can feel through meditation. And I think life's all about personal experiences. So through meditation, you will personally discover and bask in good feeling places and align with those high frequencies and vibrations that were once upon a time in your life just a myth. You'll realize that negative stigma commonly associated with meditation only ever derived from people who were outside of alignment, and people who genuinely gave up and became frustrated with meditation before they even allowed themselves to feel the abundance of wonderful feeling frequencies and vibrations they might have been able to experience. So when you begin to get really good at this, you'll be able to conjure those kinds of feelings that you experience in meditation wherever you go in the world. So wherever you find yourself, if you're queuing up at the bank, or if you're taking your kid to school, or if you're even washing up, you have the ability to conjure wonderful feeling frequencies in any moment. And people believe that they can only experience these unparalleled good feeling vibrations whilst meditating, but you really do have the ability to conjure them wherever you are, by experiencing a plethora of emotional frequencies. The next step is to take those good feelings with you on your journey, whether it be to the shops, to work, to a friend's house, to on a holiday. It's a common practice of basking in those good feelings for as long as possible, and then attempting to either hold on to those good feeling vibrations or conjure them completely, regardless of where you are. And what makes people believe that these higher feeling frequencies, these higher feeling places, are only attainable through meditation is because when you meditate, there are no distractions. It's just you and your breathing. So you can really become addicted to meditation because it leaves you feeling very, very wonderful. And the world can leave you feeling very, very hard done by. So people find meditation as a form of like escapism. It leaves them feeling incredible. But in a chaotic world, I know that the world can be chaotic. It can be busy, and it can be a very unforgiving place outside of the comfort of your own meditation at home. But I want you all to be aware of, you really do have the ability to conjure those good feelings that you discover in meditation wherever you are. And out there in the world is where all the magic is happening. That's where all the little wonderful synchronicities are lurking. That's where all your beautiful experiences are waiting for you. Your new friends, your new car, the new job, the more money, the new lover, the parties, the holidays, and so on. So yes, meditate as much as you can, but also try and maintain those feelings wherever you find yourself going. So over time, you'll become so practiced and so very advanced at this that you will actually begin to feel reborn. You'll actually wonder how you ever used to feel so down or even upset over little things that ultimately allowed your vibration to acclimate to lower frequencies. Life is just so very, very precious and wonderful, and from your new perspective, you'll just keep on choosing to at least feel good and upwards of feeling good as you get better at this. Now, as you master the craft or your craft of meditation, and become advanced, you can start to experience what's known as OBEs. So out of body experiences, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of them before, but it's very possible through meditation that you can have out of body experiences. There are a lot of people online that actually teach different processes to achieve this. So when I first started out meditating, I started chasing after the out of body experiences quite a bit. And I had a few myself, and I can tell you that personally, I really enjoyed them. They can be very trippy, a little freaky, if you're not expecting them to be what they are. I found that once I discovered the law of attraction, and I started meditating for the purpose of the law of attraction, I realized that I became so satisfied with the feelings that I was experiencing through meditation, that I actually lost interest in the OBEs. So I can't actually tell you much about them, except that they are really something to experience for yourself. But I found that I was meditating to make something happen, and that can actually go against your whole meditative experience. So the best thing to do when meditating is to do it because it feels good, and do it for that reason alone, and then you'll have a wonderful meditative experience. Another benefit of meditation, so it's really curious how all of this stuff that we spoke about in the last episodes and this episode are actually a means to something more. So it's not just everything that you're learning helps you to remember who you really are, and each step that we take, you can apply it to your life, and you can start becoming really, really good at just feeling good as you clear your mind, as you control your thoughts, as you understand why things are happening, how they are. When you learn about meditation, they're all ways of feeling good, and they're all little parts on this path to really resonate with the law of attraction and allowing it to guide you to a life of abundance. But they're also opening infinite doors. All of these little things that you're applying to your life are opening so many doors of stuff that you wouldn't have even comprehended before. So I'm just going to touch upon another benefit of meditating, and it's called lucid dreaming. And I don't know if any of you out there have ever heard of lucid dreaming, if you think it's a fallacy, if you think that it is something people made up. During a phase of my life where I practiced meditation every day, I would ensure that I meditated before I would go to sleep. So a lot of people in the world will teach you to meditate in your mornings to prepare you vibrationally for your day ahead. So in the morning, you'll practice meditation to get so solidified in your good feeling vibration that it takes a lot to knock it out of you during your day. But for me personally, I prefer meditating in the evening because I see it as an opportunity to release a lot of the resistance that might have found its way within me during my daily experiences. I take the opportunity to release resistance, to relax completely into ease before I sleep, so it prepares me for a wonderful, abundant sleep. But meditating before I went to bed actually helped me to arrive at such a good feeling place that I started to have lucid dreams. And a lucid dream, for those of you who don't know what they are, is just you enable the ability within you to wake up within your dream. And there's different techniques that people teach about it online. I remember waking up in a few of my dreams and just realizing that I was awake in my dream and that I was capable of anything. All of the colors were more vivid. Everything felt more sensual. Like, it really did feel very, very, very curious. And I can't really explain it other than that it was more vibrant and everything was more sensual. It's like you have this thought at the back of your mind that you're aware that it's a dream, but you don't really relate it to waking up or to real life. So it's like you're watching yourself in your dream, but you're also controlling yourself in your dream. It's really, really curious. And it's a very special thing, actually. I used to read books by a guy called Carlos Castaneda, and he wrote a book. He had written a book called The Art of Dreaming, and it spoke about the awesome power of dreams. And For some reason, I was really connected to his books. There was just this kind of resonating vibe of wonder and curiosity. And his books really preached about our capabilities as human beings. It spoke heavily on good and bad energy, crystals. It's just kind of a very shamanic vibe in around the North America area. Carlos believed through his own personal experiences that there are other worlds in existence that we can access through our dreams, right? So at this point in my life, I was experiencing lucid dreaming, and I was waking up within a dream, and I could control whatever I did in that dream. And it was a really beautiful experience. I really wish that the world could experience it for themselves. But touching upon the Carlos Castaneda book, The Art of Dreaming, I brought this up because I remember a particular dream that I had where I was in this very grand, beautiful city. And it was just like building on top of buildings on top of buildings. It's very similar to something you'd see in Star Wars, I guess. But if you put all the buildings on top of each other, you know, like the bar in Star Wars with all the different people and like the just kind of busyness and the kind of otherworldly vibe. I had all of these buildings on top of each other. And the way you had to access these buildings is you had to step forward onto this kind of ebbing, glowing platform. And as you step forward, this platform would propel you up onto another floor where it would gently land you onto another platform where you could walk into that building. And I remember just kind of marveling at the beauty of this city and at the rushing sensation that I could feel when I stepped onto the platforms. And everywhere I looked around in the city, it was beautiful horizon. Like you could see people floating up to buildings wherever they needed to go. And it really felt so very real. And you really did have that otherworldly vibe resonating through your dream. So I don't want to say, I'm not saying that this guy was definitely correct. He was definitely accurate in what he was teaching. His books are very wonderful. They're written in a very particular way, like very shamanic. If you're curious about understanding life from another point of view, then Carlos Castaneda, like his books, I think he started writing in the 1980s. Check him out. The books are really, really good. It helped me to jump onto the path that I'm on now many years ago. But I just wanted to say about how dreaming is a really beautiful thing that we often overlook. And how it's very unexplored. And Carlos might be right in what he teaches, because these little moments in my life, these lucid dreams and the out-of-body experiences and the dreams about places that I go to that really feel like otherworldly, like that kind of vibe. When I put all of that together, I really do believe that there is so much more to life than we've ever allowed ourselves to ponder on. So getting back to it, as I got a little bit distracted, but I just kind of wanted to clarify that all of these little bits of knowledge, all these little bits of knowledge that you can apply to your life to lead you back to remembering who you really are as a deliberate creator, as a human being, and how your power is unparalleled. You really do have the ability to bring anything into creation in your experience, okay? And by applying all these little things to your life, they open so many doors that you're just unaware of. Infinite amounts of doors open in your life where infinite possibilities can flood into your life. Remember how you were living before you started applying this stuff to your life? How it felt very closed off? You used to wake up in the morning, used to think about only so many things can happen to me today. Like, I'm just going to keep doing this job. I'm just going to earn this money. I'm just going to save what I have. And I'm not going to really be able to do much in life. I used to be that. I used to wake up and feel resentment for waking up almost. I used to be like, oh, another day, great, fantastic. And I was really unappreciative of what I actually now know to know. And I just want to say that with the lucid dreaming, just through meditation, just by doing meditation because it feels good, you're opening so many more doors than you're aware of. Okay, so it's just the further you travel on this path, the further you grow with the law of attraction, you just start becoming aware of the infinite possibilities that surround you in any moment. And I think that is a very wonderful thing. So do meditation because it feels good. Apply the law of attraction to your life because it leads you to a life where you're ultimately going to be able to feel good in any moment. And from feeling good in any moment, you can feel wonderful in any moment. And then anywhere upwards of wonderful. It's been a great episode, guys. I'm really gassed about the future, how this show unfolds, about how my life unfolds, about how your lives unfold. And I'm looking forward to sharing our stories together. If you want, send me a message. If you resonated with what I spoke about in today's show, if you've had a personal experience with lucid dreaming or anything else that I've touched upon, it would be really wonderful to hear from you. Otherwise, take care of your moments, take care of your day, and don't stress.